This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Peltet. U.S. President Donald Trump visited parts of the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that were left damaged last week in protests turned violent. Civil unrest erupted in the city after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake, a black man, 7 times in the back. The president met with law enforcement Tuesday, claiming there are anarchists, looters, rioters, and agitators at the protests. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who is the Democratic candidate opposing President Trump in the November election, has criticized him for failing to condemn all violence. That includes a shooter accused of killing 2 people and wounding another during protests against Blake's shooting. Belarus will impose retaliatory sanctions on Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. The move comes after all 3 Baltic countries slap sanctions on Belarusian officials. Foreign Minister Vladimir Makai said the sanctions will target people he said had interfered in the country's internal affairs. Monday, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia imposed travel bans on Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko and 29 other officials. The countries announced the sanctions without waiting for the rest of the European Union. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Australia into a recession for the first time in almost 20 years. The country's economy shrank a full 7% in the second quarter, according to data released Wednesday by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The release of the economic data comes as lawmakers in Australia's southern Victoria state approved a bill to extend its state of emergency for another 6 months. Residents in the nation's capital, Melbourne, have been under strict lockdown orders in recent weeks due to a dramatic surge of new COVID-19 cases. This is VOA News.